Good morning. Today, I have to share a personal story of an experience that I had one night as a dad. I'm not going to say which of our two kids, but one was sleeping in the middle of the night and was calling for us. And of course, if you're a married couple, whoever flinches first is the one that gets up. That is the game that maybe some couples might play. But I told my wife, I said, don't worry, I'll get up. And I went to the room and I opened the door, and one of our two boys was a thumb sucker. So there I heard this. Okay, Dad, turn the dark off. And then I had to tell him, no, honey, with one eye open, it's 1 o'clock in the morning. You need to go back to bed. It's not time yet to get up. It's not time to get up. Go back to bed. And there I tucked him back in, and then I went to lie down or get something to drink and then lie down. And then all of a sudden, what he said kept me up the entire night. Daddy, turn the dark off. He thought that light was always there. He thought the light was always on. And in order for him to sleep, we just simply put down the shades or did something to make him think that it was dark so he can sleep. In his eyes, at the age of 2 or 3, he honestly thought that light was always there. And I say that because today's epistle reading talks about letting our light shine. Well, how do we get to have ourselves be full of light to have it shine? By following the commandments that we hear in the gospel passage today. By loving God with all our heart, with all our soul, and with all our might. And loving our neighbor as ourselves. So I ask you today, who do you need to love more? Only you can answer that question. Of course, the person we need to love the most is God. And by loving God, and by saying to God, I love you. How many times the last time whenever you pray, you said, you know what, God, I love you, thank you. We always say, God, can you? God, please. And maybe if something happens and our prayer was answered, we say, God, thank you. But when's the last time you actually said, God, I love you? Or when is the last time you said, thank you, God, for being in love with me? You see, that is the question that we all need to make sure that we're answering on a daily basis, is that we're in love with God because of how much He loves us. That He gave His Son for us. So if we can love Him, and we can love those that come across our path, then we are really never allowing darkness to be around us, but we're letting our light shine, which is the light of Christ shining from us to others and to all. Amen. Please stand.